USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans are on the verge of striking a long-overdue coronavirus relief deal after months of gridlock and finger-pointing by both sides. As far as what's in the bill, another round of stimulus checks in the range of $600 to $700, expanded unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses in the PPP program. Nearly 900,000 workers applied for first-time jobless benefits in a second week of increases. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation says the uptick is not good news.
It's heartbreaking because we had the best recovery going on in the history of the United States, getting the unemployment rate down so rapidly, very, very rapid growth. We had the 33% growth in the third quarter. We were growing at a really rapid pace until about the start of December.
Moore speaking on Fox and Friends. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the road, making a sales pitch for two Republican senators who are trying to keep their seats in Georgia. Speaking in Columbus, Georgia, the Vice President says,
with confidence in these two great senators, let's go get it done, Georgia. Let's send Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue back to Washington, D.C.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is urging Americans to mask up amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
You know, lying in isolation in ICU for 7 days, I thought about how wrong I was to remove my mask at the White House.
Christie launching a national TV campaign, appearing in 30-second spots the next 2 months across the country, detailing some of his life-threatening battle with COVID-19. As far as who his message is for, Christie says,
it's for all those people who refuse to wear a mask.
Christie, a Republican and longtime ally of President Trump. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As vaccines continue for the coronavirus across the nation, people are wondering when things will return to normal.
With vaccinations against COVID-19 beginning across the country, many are anticipating a time when life will finally return to normal. That will take a massive immunization campaign, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that it's possible that we could return to seeing movies in theaters and sports in packed stadiums and arenas by mid-next fall, if enough people are vaccinated.
You would need somewhere between 70, 75, maybe 80% of the population vaccinated. The number that I've been using, again, it's an estimate. You can make an extrapolation from other infections. I say between 75 and 80, 85% of the population. If we get that, we would develop an umbrella of immunity that would be able to protect even the vulnerables who have not been vaccinated or those in which the vaccine has not been effective.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The FDA also approved an over-the-counter coronavirus test that you can take at home. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn saying by authorizing a test for over-the-counter use, the FDA allows it to be sold in places like drugstores where a patient can buy it, swab their nose, run the test, and find out the results in as little as 20 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.